You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, from the cloud to the tar, the kind of cars that are presently moving on the tar, and specifically electric cars, and the kind of appetite that South Africans have for electric cars right now. I don't know how many of you know someone who owns an electric vehicle, or maybe you are that someone who owns an electric vehicle, as most car makers right now continue to push to electrify their cars to comply with future regulations that warrant them and require them to reduce the carbon emissions of their vehicles. But to unpack the latest trends in South Africa's EV space, I am joined by Ben Pullen, the chairman and founder of Smart Mobility Africa. Ben, thanks so much for your time. Just looking at the third edition of the EV report, electric vehicle report, what's it saying? How does it compare from the other editions in terms of the uptake of electric cars in South Africa right now?
Good evening, Fifi. I think that the first thing to say is that there's definitely an ever-increasing interest in electric vehicles, and the report shows that. Education, there is more awareness and understanding around the technology than there has been in previous surveys. Which I think is because of increased marketing that's coming out from car manufacturers and just a better level of understanding from the population around new technologies that are arriving. I think the most interesting point that came out from this year's survey, and it's the third year that the survey's been done with Auto Trader, is that there seems to be less brand loyalty and less concern about the particular brand when it comes to electric vehicles. And what I mean by that is that consumers seem to be more willing to buy an electric vehicle that doesn't necessarily come from the traditional brands that we're aware of, mm-hmm. For example, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, and Toyota. So they're actually open to the idea of new brands because they're interested in the technology rather than the brand and what that brand has historically carried with it. That was a really interesting point that came out from the survey.
Is that as a result of price? I mean, you mentioned the BMW. I see that it is amongst the most listed vehicles on Auto Trader, the iX. It's not cheap, though, about 1.8, 1.9 million rand. And looking at the Audi electric offering as well, they've got two and ranging from about 3.5. That's million to around 2.6 million, that at the lower end. So just the openness of consumers right now to consider other brands, is that also as a result of price and perhaps these other brands that the consumers are considering, the less known ones, are they cheaper offerings?
It's a good question. And yeah, price may come into the equation to some extent. But I think it's more that there's been this technology shift. It's sort of like a gear change. It's a game change. So those that have been traditionally very good at building internal combustion engines have had new competition from new players that didn't need to know how to build internal combustion engines because they were building completely new technology, which is the battery and the motor. And so these brands have been able to come to the table and create very strong vehicles that perform really well. And consumers, I believe, are becoming more and more aware that actually these new companies can deliver what they're looking for, which is high-quality electric vehicles and potentially at a lower price.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of these new companies, these new brands that you're talking of?
So I don't think any have hit the shores of South Africa yet. But if we're to look at some that are operating globally and some are looking to come to this country, you'd look at brands like BYD, you have BAIC, so some of these are Chinese brands.
Mm-hmm.
You have companies like Rivian, which is an American brand. You have Arrival, which is a UK brand. So lots of different countries are creating electric vehicle companies, and the consumers seem to be open to the idea of those new vehicles.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting, though, that, when those vehicles do finally land, on our shores, they're going to come in at a more expensive price just in terms of tax. And I'd like your take on the tax dynamics, just given the fact that importing electric vehicles costs a lot more in tax than traditional cars. And I wonder if that defeats the whole purpose of getting consumers and motorists to move around more smartly and more environmentally friendly if you're taxing them more to do so.
You're definitely right that there is a change in policy need, and that's definitely come out from the last 2 days at the conference, Smarter Mobility Africa Summit. There is a need to change policy, and many players would like that to happen. I don't think it defeats the purpose, because there are still some that may be able to adopt those electric vehicles at the prices that they're listed today. Some may even see an economic opportunity or an economic reason to go electric if they're actually using the vehicle a lot, because they'll save on the operational costs. So they'll be saving on less fuel and maintenance through actually just charging. So there are some that would benefit. But we speak on this call about BMW and Audi, and we're thinking of very much sort of private vehicles. But there were a number of commercial vehicles at the summit over the last 2 days. There were vans, trucks, three-wheelers. And these vehicles are actually interesting for the commercial sector that are looking to save money. So there are some areas of the electric vehicle industry that may make financial sense if that's what a consumer or an end user is looking at. But yeah, there's some work to be done on policy, and that came through in the summit today.
Talking about charging, though, in this time of erratic power, I mean, to what degree did that feature in the report, and is that a concern, just given the fact that, I mean, load shedding and power cuts, not really new, happening a lot more and more aggressively lately, but not new. And how is the whole dynamics around charging and potentially not having the power to charge right now impacting the demand for EVs?
Well, the first point is that the consumers that were surveyed seem to be understanding the way that charging works a lot more. So their understanding and perceptions of how you would charge a car seem to be coming more in line with reality. So that's one point, and potentially that's because of education and awareness, because of different brands marketing and educating. The second is that, yeah, load shedding is a perceived factor. It is a concern for consumers, but the reality is, and George Meany, who is the CEO at Auto Trader, who drives an electric car and has for 2 years, made this point very clear at the summit, is that load shedding hasn't affected him at any point driving electric. And it's in a similar way to how I'm having this call with you now on my mobile phone, and I'm able to use my phone even though load shedding exists. So load shedding is more of a perceived factor. And when you do put two and two together, you know, electric vehicles and a load shedding issue, it doesn't seem to make sense when you first look at it. But those that are driving electric don't have issues, because it's similar to how, you know, you'll charge your laptop or your phone or other devices and technologies that have a battery. You'll charge, and even if there's 2, 3, 4 hours of load shedding, you can still charge enough to go about and not have any issues with the car.
That's an interesting perception right there, Ben. But we'll leave it there for now. So Ben Pullen, chairman and founder of the Smarter Mobility Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.